Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode for a number of reasons. Number one, I know how much you guys appreciate the interview episodes highlighting and spotlighting other experts in the space that maybe you didn't know existed. You know, again, everyone knows certain people that they're obviously within arm's reach with and to. And it's my job to facilitate and bringing on other experts on this podcast so you can learn about them and how they can help you. Another reason why I'm excited, this is not just any ordinary guest. This is a friend of ours, and it's also someone that's involved in our group coaching mastermind expert authority. So we love spotlighting the experts that obviously are involved with us. And also, you're going to learn exactly from one of the best transformational spiritual teachers out there right now. And they specialize specifically in anxiety, depression, grief, and loss, and the emotional things that are tied to those specific things that happen to us and how we can grow from them. So with that being said, Carol Pilkington, welcome to today's episode.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So obviously I know all about you, and you know, a lot of the audience may not be familiar with you. So before we dive into all the things that Carol is currently working on, a question that I always like leading off with, just to give some context within your journey. If you were able to rewind the tape of your personal journey and press stop at a specific time that you feel was your transformational moment that kind of catapulted you into what you wanted to do and everything that you're doing today, what was that moment for you?
Wow, that's a really great question. And I knew at a very early age that I wanted to make a difference in the world, that I wanted people to know and to discover the truth of who they really are. Because that was my experience. I had an experience around between 8 and 10 years old that I would call a spiritual awakening, a download, that I am love. And that is our foundation of being. And although that was my experience and my truth, it felt incongruent with how the rest of the world was around me. A lot of strife, a lot of anger, a lot of sadness and pain. And I wanted to discover what that was all about. But obviously I was too young. I didn't have the means and wherewithal to do that. And so I had to go on my own journey of figuring all these things out the hard way, just like most people do. And then I discovered a teacher after many years of searching that could take me to that level of understanding.
So we all have mentors, we all have guides, we all have, I would say, catalytic people in our life that has that allow us to open doors. You know, my first mentor and coach was Jeffrey Combs. He really allowed me to do two different things. Number one, to heal from some of the past traumas that I had that I was carrying into my present life, but also realizing that what I wanted to do with my life, all I had to do was serve me, and then I'd be able to serve others. And if it wasn't for understanding more so the investment I was making in myself in someone else, we definitely would not be where we are today, myself and Nancy, but me personally. I really I was a recovering people pleaser. I just really wanted to just make people happy at any and all costs, even if it was at my own expense and my own happiness. And that's not to say that I'm a jerk now. It's more to say that, you know, I know my self-worth and I'm very still kind and open and transparent with something, but I have to look out for me if I'm going to look out for those around me. So tell the audience a little bit about that catalytic coach or mentor that you found, and what was the big lesson that you were taught that you were then able to carry into everything else that you're doing today?
Yeah, it was about over 20 years ago now that I met a Jungian therapist. He's a mystic. He's a transpersonal astrologer. He's into science and the esoteric systems, hidden wisdoms, if you will. So I got all of that in one person. That is a very, very rare thing. And I was very fortunate to find him, or we found each other. You know, I always feel that whatever we're looking for, it or they are looking for us. And that's very comforting, because that tells me that if we have intention, strong intention, and attention to something, and it's meant for us to further our evolution and our consciousness, that it will happen. And so over 20 years ago, I met this person. And during my journey with him, and we are still connected to this day, he introduced me to a concept of completing cycles of action. It totally changed my world. And that is what I teach today. It's the foundation of everything that I teach. I may not couch it in that way when I'm talking to people in the very beginning, but all throughout my teaching with people is that thread of completing cycles of action. And there are so many levels of it and so many facets of it.
You know, something that I always find very interesting about you is that you have almost cross-pollinated two of your skill sets. You've combined the spirituality side of yourself along with the astrological side of your beliefs and your training. So talk to the audience a little bit about how those two types of skills overlap and how they kind of blend together like peanut butter and jelly, and what that can actually do for someone.
I love it. I love that you've done your research. I love astrology, and a lot of people don't understand about astrology because it's more about what they read in the paper or magazines or see online about making predictions and telling one's fortune and future. That's not what I have learned. For me, it's a tool of transformation, a tool for self-awareness and understanding that there is more to us than just Carol Pilkington, Scott Aaron, our personalities, what we do in the world. There's a bigger purpose for us to contribute to humanity and the cosmos, if you will. And understanding how cycles are important in both astrology and life is so incredible. When I started learning astrology, let me back up. I had a reading from somebody who knew nothing about me, and it was hit and miss when I was around 18. I never even met this person, but they gave me a report, which are what I found out later are can be just, you know, spit out like something from ChatGPT nowadays. But it was fascinating to me because some of it was correct because it was archetypal. And I didn't understand the nature of archetypes until I started studying astrology. And archetypes are universal patterns and behaviors that are part of our humanity and being humans. So, for instance, Virgo. People think Virgos are very picky and very fastidious and critical. Well, there's a reason behind all that. And they are said that they're orderly, they need order. And that's true. But what is the nature of all of that? So without giving an astrology lesson, I'm just giving a simple example of what an archetype is. But from there, I started understanding the nature of cycles, planetary cycles. There was a book written years ago called Passages, and it took us through the different age cycles. Well, that also corresponds to astrology. Like there's a 29-year cycle. Women might know about their menstrual cycle. It's a 28-day cycle. So all these cycles within cycles within cycles, I was learning from astrology. And as I was learning that, it also helped me to learn about cycles of action just in my everyday mundane life, and how completing those cycles and understanding where I am in a given cycle was extraordinarily important.
You know, it's what I need the audience to understand is that a lot of this may sound what people classify as woo-woo, where it's around energy and the universe, what people need to understand is that as human beings, we are just a bunch of energy. That's all we are. And Nancy and I are always enthralled and amazed at how the human body works. Like when you go to sleep at night, right? Your body is on autopilot. You know, your blood is flowing, your heart is pumping, your lungs are taking in and out, you know, oxygen, CO2, that's all happening automatically, like a well-oiled machine. And I think this is the more that you understand yourself, the more that you understand the energy around you. And again, this is not for everyone, but it is for a lot of people. And that's the big thing, is that opening yourself up to new methodologies, new ways of being taught, new ways of understanding yourself could also open up new avenues and possibilities for you to expand on your business and your growth and heal from your grief and all of those things. Because I remember listening to a podcast once, and it was by Todd Falcone, who was one of my coaches at one point. And Todd had mentioned, he goes, instead of, you know, walking in an airport terminal with suitcases and suitcases full of your own baggage that are gonna prevent you from making that flight on time, just drop all of your baggage. Drop all of it so you can run and sprint towards the terminal so you can make your flight. And I just always stuck with that analogy because, you know, we carry around fragments of our past, and it's our choice if we allow those things to be carried on, or if we acknowledge them, receive them, learn from them, and move on from them. The other thing that really interested me about you, Carol, is that obviously you're a twice over best-selling author, but you know, you've been in select company. You've shared the stages with the likes of Jack Canfield, who I had the honor and pleasure of speaking with, hearing speak. I sat, you know, almost front row. And for those that don't know who Jack is, he's the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul with Mark Victor Hansen. And, you know, they had multitudes of books after that. So with all of the people that you looked up to, such as you know, Jack Canfield and such, what did you learn from those, the game changers that you've been able to rub shoulders with? And from those things, how have you found your path as far as pouring that back into other people?
It's interesting because I don't have role models per se. But in my training, I have discovered that it takes incredible discipline, it takes intention, and it takes courage. I mean, a lot of people out there might not realize it, but we are run by our fears. And it takes tremendous courage to peel the layers back, if you will, of the onion to discover that we are not our fears and all the things that we think we might be. Who would do this work if it was really going to turn out that we were all those things that we think we are, terrible things? I mean, it's just illogical, right? Truly. And I'm a logical person. I'm a Virgo. I like logic. But it takes courage. And when you have the courage and the discipline and the sense of urgency to start to do that deep, hard work, magic happens. It can be very magical. And that's only hearsay until you begin to do the work. And one of the things about completing cycles is about completing cycles of the past. What are the things that keep running us that we are not aware of, that we need help? Truly, we can't do this work by ourselves. We need help to have somebody help us see what is not right in front of us, or actually what is right in front of us, but that we are not able to look at for ourselves.
Now, the other thing that Nancy and I love what you do is that you truly are a one-stop shop for things that people need. And as we move into the back end of today's episode, I want to talk about the wellness universe, which is, you know, you're a senior owner and partner of this company that really becomes that one-stop shop of resources for mind, body, spirit, you know, wellness programs. And that could be for individuals, that could be for corporations, organizations, for-profit, non-for-profit. So talk a little bit about the wellness universe that you created, who it's best suited for, and what was the driving force behind creating this all-in-one stop shop?
So I did not actually create it. Anna Pereira is the owner and founder of the Wellness Universe. I was brought in as an invested partner to help put programs together for corporations and organizations. I'm also a teacher and facilitator of classes on our lounge platform. And so I was a member of the Wellness Universe for many years. And when I began teaching classes, I was approached to become a senior partner to take the organization to the next iteration of offering these programs to companies and organizations to change their corporate culture and rehabilitate their corporate culture. So that's my part in the Wellness Universe. I don't own it, but I am an invested partner in it.
Awesome. So as far as who you best serve, so anyone that's listening to this podcast that has been really intrigued by the combination of your spiritual background, your astrological background, your coaching and consulting background, for the person that's listening to this that really could benefit most by what you do and how you serve them, who is the ideal person that could benefit from Carol's teachings, and what are some of the results that people can expect prior to working with you, as opposed to after they work with you, exiting that experience and where they are?
I'm looking for, I think the best people for me are, like I said, those that are determined, that are in a place of dejection, that are C-level executives and business owners. And the reason why I say those people in particular is because along their professional lives, they know what it takes to succeed in business, but yet they haven't applied those same principles to their interpersonal work. But it's not like they don't know that it's there. And so they already are at a point where they know what it looks, what discipline looks like. And so I like to work with people from that perspective and help them complete themselves, if you will, because they're walking around half in a stage of halfness. They don't feel whole. They feel broken and they feel fractured and split. And what I offer is for them to become fully congruent, fully whole and unified, so that they can live from that one centered, authentic place and be joyful and happy and present with everyone and everything that they're doing and being with. They don't have to, they can be a role, but know that they are not that role. There's a big difference when you are bring consciousness to all of that and be from that one authentic core place.
I love that. And again, I know that's going to, you know, resonate with so many people, because we call them the walking zombies, right? It's the people that are just kind of like on autopilot, and they're just so caught up in the 6 inches between their ears that they're not fully living a present life, where, again, you know, every day that we're given is a miracle and it's a gift. And, you know, you want to be whole each and every day. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to be halving anything in your life, especially, you know, your being. So before I get to my final question, Carol, if someone is really interested in learning about everything that you offer and how you support and help people really break through in the way that you beautifully described, what's the best way for people to find about you and how you can help them?
I actually have a self-assessment. It's a 4-minute assessment tool that they can take, and they'll get instant results in their inbox, but they might have to check their junk folder. And it helps them discover where they actually are on their path. It's called the soulfilledlivingquiz.com. And from there, they can also book a free discovery call with me. And if they don't want to do the quiz and they just want to jump on a call with me, they can go to yourfreediscoverycall.com.
Awesome. Well, all that information obviously will be in the show notes. So anyone that was really impacted and you really felt a connection to the things that Carol was talking about today, I highly, highly recommend her and highly advise you. With anything else, at least take the assessment. It can never hurt. It can only help, and that's why it was created. So, Carol, before we end today's amazing interview, my final question to you is, what does success truly mean to you?
Feeling whole, feeling complete, and living every moment with joy.
And that's something that everybody can have. You know, I think that was stated so well, because it becomes more tangible when you think about the simplicity of what success really is. And every single person has the ability to live whole. And obviously you're helping a lot of people do that. And, you know, again, I know the world is a better place because of you, and just so grateful for your friendship and everything else that you've brought into the program that we're in together, but obviously everything that you brought to this episode today with all of my listeners. So Carol, thank you again for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Scott.
Absolutely. So anyone that is interested in getting in touch with Carol, all of the information that she mentioned in the episode will be in the show notes, the email, and in the description of this episode, wherever you're listening to this to and from. And I highly advise you to reach out to her. It, like I said before, it can only help. It cannot hurt. So everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Love and gratitude to each and every one of you. And I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon.